the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك. My protector, how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك. How should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? About this part of the Kumail supplication, we mentioned how important it is for the servants to know that the Almighty Allah has got a vast ocean of mercy and bounty. And the great wonder about this divine mercy is that His Holy Essence grants blessings to the servants based on the few acts seen from them. The point is, however, that the key is in the hands of the servants on condition that they try and do not stop just for supplication and dua. The secret is to accompany the supplication and dua with endeavor, with action, with amal. And this is one of those norms and sunan that the supplicants, that every believer needs to understand. He needs to consider that the Almighty Allah is the one who facilitates for the servants, by virtue of their prayers, the natural means for them, the means that they were not able to attain with their own endeavors. However, the facilitation of the natural means by Allah for the servants does not necessarily mean and imply that one becomes needless of prayer and invoking Allah. This is because it is Allah the Exalted who expands and tightens. It is He who is basit and at the same time qabid. It is He who gives and withholds. It is He who benefits and harms. And it is exactly what we see in this part of the supplication. The servant is in chastisement of the Almighty Allah. And interestingly, this is the very Allah the servant is hopeful of. أَمْ كَيْفَ يُحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ سَوْتَهُ. This flame of the fire that are burning him, those are his fire. But you, as Allah, you are seeing his place, you are hearing his voice. How could this happen? This means that the mercy of the Almighty Allah is the thing that precedes based on the hope and supplication of the servant.
We'll be right back. my Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plot?
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So basically, dear listeners, what we need to understand is the natural agents in this vast universe have no independent existence from the will and intention, and better say, irada of the Almighty Allah and His power. They are not such that by employing them, everyone should be needless of prayer and petition and imploring Allah. So we glorify Allah, and at the same time, we declare Allah to be above what the Jews say about Him, the hands of Allah is tied up. But instead, we believe in what the Holy Quran says. Rather, His hands are wide open. So we interact with Allah in all situations, and we do not distinguish between interaction with Allah and interaction with the norms which Allah Himself has laid as means for reaching provision of the servants. We believe that those norms and sunan and those natural causes benefit and harm us in extension to the will and irada of the Almighty Allah and His desire, His strength, not independent of and not on a par with the divine will and power. So this is the secret that the true servants need to understand. We perceive the hand of Allah the Exalted. We understand His mercy and bounties and wisdom in all of our affairs, in all of our lives, in every aspect of our life. We perceive the will of Allah, but at the same time we perceive His facilitation. This is the tawfiq, this is His favor that we can see throughout our lives. This is the state of khawf and raja together. This is the state of being in His chastisement, yet at the same time being hopeful of His mercy. فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. How should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.